all the time. Not here.
Yes,
we got to stay on TV. Yes, we do quite well.
Mm.
Yes, friend. Be on TV. Thou art not unfamiliar to me.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen thee another time.
Mm-hmm.
When thou hast been here, I also have been present.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Thank you. My name is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah? Oh, yes.
Jeremiah.
You mean the one in the Bible?
No.
Oh, no.
So it was true. My father did ask, so should I be named by teacher?
Yes.
My name is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Yes. I have been here many years. Many years. But in the time it was in the time of the King Charles.
Oh, yes. King Charles the First.
Well, thank you. It's come true.
Come along, friend. You're very plain.
You're very plain, very clear. The very things have come true.
A long time since last I spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Many years since last I was on the earth. Many years have come and gone, and I have been to earth sometimes to watch the people. Though times have changed, people remain the same.
Jeremiah, may I ask how you passed over and how you found yourself when you did this?
I was killed in battle.
Yes.
I was killed in battle.
Yes.
I was a follower of Master Crawford.
Oh, no, no, no,
yes. Yes, yes. Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. My father was a man of great religion. And I was brought up, as indeed were all our family, to fear the Lord God, to trust in the Lord God and His providence. And when, in these troublesome times, my father joined Master Cobbler, and he also joined.
Mm-hmm. So when you passed over, Jeremiah, how did you find yourself? What reaction did you have? How did you think?
I was a foot soldier.
Yeah.
In matter. I was killed by man on horse. I remember nothing. No. Only after I see myself on the ground, all around my body of our strength and our energy, all together. Good. Then all. I could no longer stand only beat, beat. All these men, good men. I could not understand what it was. All around, there should be such slaughter. Though all this little while before, I was staunch father of Master Cobra. And yet, that thing, I think, when I come round to my death, was defeated. The battle was over. All the land was the dead body. And yet in the darkness, I could see those right now, as if it were at dead. And also, I see other souls rising from the ground. They too were like me. Very much strange to be alive, and yet at the same time feeling, I am sure, that I am dead. How terrible it all was. All for nothing, so it seemed. Perhaps I would be, for I understand there were many for a long time who go all around who was good, full of hatred, full of the desire for war, full of the desire to take comrades in the position which later he had. And there were others who of course stood up for side view, who was the followers of the king. And we could see each other. And we were all bewildered, perhaps. And yet at the same time, we lived to know that we were not dead. And there were some who still suffered, but they realized they could not fight anymore. For no matter how many times they struck the sword, how many times they fired, it was of no avail. They could not kill each other, they could not hurt each other. And they realized that it was pointless and useless to continue. But they still some were opposed mentally to each other, and they would have nothing to do with each other. But it was as if in some strange way I was at a distance from this, and yet I knew I was much the same as them. But I was surprised because they did not seem to be able to see me, yet I could see them, and I could listen to their thoughts. At first I thought it was as if it was even as talk of olden times, but no. It was then later I discovered that this is that those which was so strong that I could hear that which they would have said. But they could not see me, many of these souls I discovered later. It was in some strange way. things made strong in the union, which had been instilled by my father's teaching against the world, and also to place God before all things. I realized almost in the instant that my father's conception of God was not a true one. There were many things I realized, almost as if they come to me like the flash and the lightning. The great things were yet to be revealed, and that I must be patient, that I must not endeavor to in any way get or die my position. By allowing myself to become involved in the warring state of mind that existed with so many of my people around me. And so I make my way from the battlefield. And I trudge the road, which was, I knew, the road leading to London. I do not know why it was that I should have chosen this road, or why it indeed was that I should think that it was necessary to continue to remain on earth, but I suppose it was that in a kind of way which I could not understand, that I was not ready to enter into any other condition of life, that I indeed did not seem to know if it was possible. I was at that moment under the idea that all who were dead and yet found themselves alive were still in some strange way part of the earth, and that one perhaps was condemned to walk the earth, perhaps for I did not know for a long time. I did not understand. I had heard in the teachings of my father and the reading from the Holy Book many strange things. And I thought, perhaps, that it was, that it had been for me to be condemned to walk the earth. I was in a strange manner of thought, and I walked and walked and walked. And my feet had feet. And I could hear the ring tone of my feet on the road. It was that I seemed as if I had solid and as natural as I had always been. I still wore the rough jerkin and the leather belt, those the accoutrements of war. Around my waist was my sword, on my head was my helmet, and I could feel the growth of hair on my face. And it was as if I was as natural as I had been as before I was killed. And yet I felt the lightness in my feet. I felt no tiredness. I felt no desire for war, or to draw my sword. Indeed, there was no occasion to do that. I passed many people, great, some in the manner of the cavalier, and some in the manner of the roundhead, and many Russians, many peoples of the farms on the way. But did none of them seem to see me, and yet I knew that some of them were as I was. Because I had already learned to see the difference between those who were not dead and those who were dead. For those who were dead, there was a difference. Those who were the sense of reality, with them, there was an obvious difference. There was the illumination around me, which in some ways seemed to expect to me the reality of the fact that they were no longer on the earth. Whereas in those of the earth, there was a darkness and a heaviness about them. There was something which seemed to indicate that they had not yet left their bodies. Yet if you were to stand side by side, a person of the earth and a person of the spirit, all the happy people who are from that area of Adiabad, in the first glance, they would appear the same. But you would see the luminosity, you would see the illumination, you would see the light, as it were divine and sweet, as if it is in some strange way, freed itself from the darkness of the earth. But of course, even so, though they were both too high to reach the society of death, even they were obviously in many ways different one to the other. This I found later was due to their idea and due to their thought. But I, in my own way, was content to go as I was born. I spoke to no one, no one spoke to me. It was as if I was of the world and not of the world. As if I was conscious of all around and about me as indeed I was. And also at the same time, I was not in any way part of it. Inasmuch as no one stopped me, no one spoke to me, no one in any way had affected me. And gradually, I realized that I was approaching the gates of London. And here I thought it would be interesting to see what was happening and how the news in the battle had been received. Because at this time I had discovered, I had realized that the battle had been won and that we should find that the king had either been killed or was inside. I woke to speak, and all around me there seemed to be an atmosphere which was not of rejoicing that I would have expected, but of apathy, as if there was a feeling among the people that something that they felt would happen, and yet they were not rejoicing. There was not a feeling that one would have expected after a great victory. But later I realized that many people, especially in London, were very much in favor of the king. There was a great feeling among the people of disappointment, and yet at the same time one realized that the people themselves were not disinterested, but they realized that it was not that they expected the fact that they would have to subject themselves to the rule of Cromwell. Cromwell was a man who I did not know the fact of this. Neither did my father, so that my father quickly went into his army. I realized that Cromwell was a man of great determination and will, but a man who fundamentally was cruel. And in some ways, later I discovered, was worse than the king, who was not himself plainly cruel, but just negligent and foolish. Whereas the king had been foolish and unwise and thoughtless. Cromwell was determined and ruthless, and also much that he gave out, I realized, was not as good. A lot of things that caused great concern at the time were based on fallacy, based on intolerance of these things I was not to know in my youth, but later I learned from experience. I witnessed many things which caused me great concern. I realized much that was strange and wrong.
What are you doing now, Jeremiah?
I preach, but I do not like the word to preach.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose it is, as you would expect, to preach, to talk, to speak, to enter into spheres, into domains of the spirit. Vija, Virya, Sucha, and Prukri. All the centuries, the time that I have been dead, I have never failed to keep in touch with the world. I have endeavored to learn more of man's mind. And as I see into man's mind, I realize that much remains the same. Man instead changes very little. Although there are causes that man will uphold. Sometimes they are good, but more often than not they are bad. Often man is led into the paths which are not of righteousness and truth, but the paths of unrighteousness and deceit, and sometimes wickedness. Losing oftentimes are given the guise, the outward sign of goodness. They are given the impression that it is good to do the things that they do. For the ultimate victory will be of the good of man. But it is not so. I have learned many things. But one thing I have learned above all things, that only love will cure that spirit. It is no good to fight. It is no good to kill it. To uphold the cause is good, but when you are requested to take up arms to defend that cause, then something is amiss, for no good can come of killing one's brother for difference of opinion, for difference of idea. The other man's thoughts and ideas may not please you, but for his state of mind, perhaps, they are good. You must learn to live in each other. You must learn to accept each other. You must learn to forgive each other. And when you cannot see eye to eye, when you are doing for different, you must give the other man the idea that he is entitled to his opinion. There is too much made of patriotism. There is not enough in your world of universal spirit and thought and well-being. When man forgets himself, when man forgets his country, in the confines of his country, and indeed the confines of his state of mind, when he opens up himself to the great teacher Jesus, then he accepts and realizes the great possibilities of life for all such children, that he is the member of the great family, that all are deserved in the sight of the great spirits, that each man is on the road of progression, some may be far behind. It is only more reason why those who go far ahead should wait a while. Others may catch up with them, or indeed return and retrace their steps to help for those who stumble by the wayside, to stop, to speed up with them, to be the victimized, not to be selfish, to go forward without the thought of those that force you. Man must learn to give his step in life. Even though it means suffering, even though it means sometimes only one step back in the race, if the race is a good race, it matters not who wins. What matters is how much you have done, how much you have achieved for others. He who gives himself finds himself. I can recount many things. Many great battles, won and lost, and yet no one wins in the battle. All lose who fight, and all win who love. In the times of the just, this rejection of so-called false ideas. God does not want destruction. God does not want the children to war one with the other, which is said. The other that we speak, that they should love one another, that they should forget themselves in true love and in true service, and that to break down the barriers that lie between men and the world, each must sacrifice himself, each must be merciful to the other, and not be so sure that he is always loved. Sometimes to meet halfway, there must not be any more wars. We have seen great tragedies, and each war is greater than the last, more terrible. I suppose, if you could look back in time to the time of which I first spoke, our war then, which was to us a big war, seems like nothing more than an exodus skirmish in comparison to the war which you have known, even in your own time of life, brother. The wars become more terrible, more horrible. And untold numbers of souls are cast into the outer regions, away from the earth, and yet still often off the earth. They are given no opportunity to live into dreams. Too much youth, too many young souls. As it were, like seeds in the ground, before they had a chance to spin into life, are plucked and thrown on the wayside. You must not permit this thing. I have for a long time wished to help, wished to do something. I have often tried to communicate, but have not done so, because I have not felt that it was demanded for me. Others have been to do very great souls, many who bear noble names, great names. There are those who come in harmony, who have no great name, but who come with great love. We who come to you from all the different walks of life that you expect, yet we come as one spirit, we come as one party, full of the intensity and the desire to serve. You have great opportunity. You do great things in a small way. There are no limits to what you can do. In time, you have already been given the opportunity. Many souls have been to you and spoken unto you, and you have, by this new method of machinery, been able to place in the heart and the mind together these truths. You have been blessed, and you will be blessed indeed more so as the years go on. The world will be shown to you, for you have never failed to do that which you have been called upon to do. You have been through the day, and I and others who come are grateful to you, for you work in love and in true cooperation with us all. I have not many things. I have learned above all things that to serve is the greatest of the joys. You truly have my friend. I wish you well. I should come, if I go to you again, and speak up to you. And if there are questions that you would wish that I should answer, if it is in the power for me to so do, I shall do with great joy in my heart for you.
Thank you very much.
Can go on to one now, Jeremy?
If it is
possible. Can you tell us who helped you when you passed over? Who helped you to progress?
Yes, that is the difficult, because it was not one, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
I was done months of your earth time, lingering around the earth, and absorbed many things that were happening. And as I became more and more conscious of these things, I realized that there had been no victory, no battle had been won, no one had benefited. No one had indeed found any joy, any happiness, any peace. And I knew as I watched and I listened that the time would come when there would be more war, when there would be more upheaval among the peoples. And I knew that Cromwell's days, you say, were but numbers. I knew that he would not last. I was able in the spirit to be free to enter in the secret places and listen to the voices of the mighty. I was able to listen to their deliberation. I was able to see into their heart. And I knew that all the fighting had been of no avail, that there was no good in what had been done, and that no one indeed had benefited. Indeed, it was a sad, sad thought. But I realized that as I went through these things, these experiences, that it was a lesson for me, as indeed I am sure it must have been a lesson for him, to learn from these experiences, and that he do not gain anything by these methods which have been employed, that we will no nearer the kingdom of God through, even as we thought, fighting on his side. How oft times it has been said that a nation or a people are fighting on the side of the Lord. Any man who takes up arms to fight on the side of the Lord, as he said, as soon as he takes unto himself those weapons, he is no longer on the side of the Lord. He indeed has lost sight of the Lord in consequence of taking on himself the task of killing. For it has been said that we must not die. If we are to overcome the evil within ourselves, we must learn first of all to love all people and all creatures. If we cannot solve any problems by taking arms, to kill our enemies is not to destroy them. It is indeed truly what I found. Indeed, I can see back into the past, into the time, to the present moment, and can truthfully say that when you kill your enemy, you strengthen him. For oft times he will cling to the earth, and he will hold forth the kingdom. He will hold forth the revenge, and he will imprint himself by his thoughts upon the minds of untold numbers of people. And one generation will breathe forth a new generation of hatred and malice and intolerance. And so another war, even worse, more ghastly, more terrible than the last, would ensue in consequence. Bred by thought, by hatred, by intolerance. Indeed, this truth is saying, if you seek peace, if you seek the tranquility of the spirit that can get from yours upon earth, you must first learn to love God, endeavor to serve him in all ways. In all that you do, in all that you think, in all that you say. But above all, you must love humanity. You must love his children. You must work in love and in peace to do the will of the Father on earth. For this is your golden opportunity. That is why you are planted into the seed of earth, that you might grow and be consequent. You might express God in that virtue that is source of your soul, that is implanted within the body itself. You have great and wonderful opportunity to give forth great things to the world in love, in death, in humility. My children, you can do a great work. This I know you strive to. But you are planting the seeds of truth, righteousness, and love in the hearts of those who listen. To these things that we say, you are giving them the fruits of your labors. You are giving to them the opportunity. It is for them to accept. It is for them not only to accept, but in consequence eventually to give forth themselves. That is the gift to them. You are truly there, for you do the work of the Most High. You do the work of the Spirit. You give forth the tidings of great joy, as in the days of old. May God be with you. May God bless you. May God protect, guard, and uphold all that you do. May your strength be enabled, so that you can go forth for many years yet to come. to serve and to work in peace and love. I just want to be a part of it.
Thank you very much.
Lovely message.
Bye-bye. The wife is in heaven. Thank you very much.